Long ago, in the land of China, a great emperor lived in a beautiful porcelain palace, so delicate and brittle that anyone who touched it had to be especially careful.
The palace was surrounded by a magnificent flowering garden, so large that even the gardener could not see how it extended through the evergreen forest to the deep blue sea and over the Chinese hills to the beautiful imperial city.
How beautiful is the emperor's city. How beautiful is the emperor's land. How beautiful is the emperor's palace and the emperor's jewels on the emperor's hand.
The emperor's people took great pride in their beautiful country. City of the Emperor. When they returned home, they told of all they had seen. Scholars wrote books, and poets composed splendid verses about the city, the palace, and the garden.
In time, some of the books came into the hands of the Emperor and his people. As they read, they were pleased to find such flattering descriptions. The Emperor sat on his golden throne and nodded his approval. But when he found that all of the books considered one thing more beautiful than the others, he was astounded.
More beautiful.
What's more beautiful?
Nightingale? Nightingale? What nightingale?
The emperor, like most emperors, was exceedingly rich of wisdom, but woefully poor of patience.
Is it possible that there is a nightingale living in my very own kingdom, and I don't know about it?
This book says that the nightingale lives in the forest, near the deep blue sea.
It is written here that she is perched upon the delicate branch of a piney evergreen.
This poem proclaims that the nightingale possesses the most glorious singing voice.
So glorious that even the poor fisherman stops to listen to her music before casting his net.
Is there truly such a bird in my empire?
Yes, Your Majesty.
That's what it says here.
Well, imagine that. Hearing of it for the first time in a book.
Wanting to know more, the emperor called a meeting of the imperial court.
Courtiers!
The courtiers were among the most important and influential citizens of China. They were often called upon to advise and assist his imperial majesty. Members included...
The imperial timekeeper. The imperial physician. The imperial music master, and the imperial chief of staff.
Courtiers, I have recently learned of a very wonderful bird called a nightingale. The book says it is more impressive than anything else in all of my kingdom.
More impressive than the gardens.
More impressive than the jewels.
More impressive than the palace.
Apparently so.
I have never heard the name before, Your Majesty.
Well, it is my desire that the nightingale be found.
Yes, Your Majesty.
And it is my desire that the nightingale be brought to me.
Naturally, Your Majesty.
Upon her arrival, the nightingale would be presented as the guest of honor at a spectacular court festival.
Of course, Your Majesty.
So, loyal courtiers, it is your assignment to locate this wondrous nightingale and escort her promptly to the palace. I can hardly wait to hear her glorious voice. Make haste.
We shall find her within the week.
No, before the setting of the sun on this very day. I intend to host the court festival tonight.
You're kidding.
The emperor, like most emperors, had a strong sense of honor, but a weak sense of humor.
No joke. Now go quickly. There's no time to waste.